Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Ready?
It's the PHP.
Everybody, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. And how do you do?
I am very well. I'm so excited to be doing our show twice a week. .. for our Patreon supporters. So if you want to get that second episode a week, surprise, we already launched on Patreon. I had previously said that we were going to start Monday, June 5th. We already dropped one bonus episode and have already been getting feedback from our Patreon supporters on topics and things that they want and don't want. So thank you to everybody that has signed up. You can do that yourself at patreon.com/Perez Hilton. We're going to be giving some updates on things that we talked about on Thursday on the bonus show. So We're talking some new Taylor Swift developments, some more Vanderpump Rules drama and hilariousness. I'm so excited to talk about this. Plus some more Kim Zolciak craziness and more. But first, how are you?
Had a nice peaceful weekend. Didn't do much. Stayed in. I watched a lot of TV. I should get everybody caught up because I always get asked about TV shows. I watched that new Lily Depp Rose.
The Idol.
Yeah. Yeah, The Idol.
With The Weeknd.
I didn't like it.
It's the worst reviewed show in the history of HBO.
And let me tell you, and I went in and I didn't go in thinking, okay, this is going to stink. I went in like, this is HBO. They've done shows like Euphoria. They seem to get things of this genre right. She's good. I like her. The Weeknd's okay. But it just feels like it's been done 400 times. Just felt cliche.
Isn't it done by the same person, the dude who also created Euphoria?
Exactly. And
do you
the
like
look
Euphoria?
Of it, yeah, the look of it is awesome. It's HBO. It's shot well. The acting's not terrible. Just the plot's thin because it's just, it feels like it's been done 40 times. It doesn't feel original at all. Not really that good. I finally finished Ted Lasso. I thought the third season kind of stunk and they sort of lost their way, but you still love the characters and I'm definitely going to miss them. I hope there's some sort of spinoff there. I still haven't watched the Succession finale. Everyone talks about how great that show is. I fucking loved it for the first couple of seasons. I thought this season was just a stillborn turd. Boring, went nowhere. I don't know where they're going. I don't even care where they're going at this point. But yeah, I'm not one of those Succession people that just runs around saying how great it is. It's just, it's not that great. It's just okay. So there's my TV recap, if you will. I did a lot of TV this weekend, obviously.
Yeah, that was a long ass recap.
You should have saved it for Patreon, huh?
I know. You normally would have shut me the fuck down if that was me, but I let you go.
Perez, these are things that people want to actually fucking hear about, not Kim Zolciak for the 9,000th time.
You're the same person who says nobody cares about your opinion on music, so nobody cares your opinion about TV for that long either. All right.
That really wasn't that long. I covered three of the most popular shows on television. This is what people talk about. Television. You're out of touch, brother. I hate to tell you. No one sits around and talks about music. They don't. People sit around and talk about TV shows.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
some
do.
People
You're
do,
so
but not
out of touch. Some, if you go to any office, some today people will be do. Talking about, everyone in the office will be talking about The Idol today.
No, they won't. What are you talking about?
They will, because everyone
wants, you don't even know
the
ratings. And how do you know?
It doesn't matter what the ratings
it.
Are. It's the show that's in the demo, that's in the same lane as Euphoria, which everyone talked about.
I think you're wrong, but whatever. I had a good weekend myself. I went to go see Tig Notaro do stand-up, and it was my first time seeing her, and she is just a delight. She is so talented and funny. And I loved stand-up comedy almost the same, for the same reason that I love going to see magicians or going to see a singer, right? Whenever you see an artist doing something live on stage, that's who they are, or that's, you know, what they want us to see. And it's so different. And she's in her own lane. And if you get a chance to see Tig Notaro, do go check her out.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh my God, she's so... You don't know Tig Notaro? You see?
I've never heard that name in my life.
You see, it goes back to what I was saying. You think everybody's talking this and that. Like, I love stand-up. Right,
everyone is talking about Ted Lasso. Everyone is talking about Succession.
I don't know.
Everyone is talking about that new show on HBO last night. That's what people are talking about.
I don't think so.
You guys can feel free to call Perez and tell him how out of touch he is. They're not talking about Tig Notaro, whoever the fuck you're talking
to. No,
about.
It depends.
Hey, let's do another segment on Donny Osmond. That'll be great, too.
It depends who you're talking to. There's some people, they just talk about sports.
I get it, but we would never talk about sports.
There's some people that just talk about politics.
We're not the politics show. We're the pop culture show.
I know.
I'm telling you, any of the three subjects I just mentioned dwarfs Tig Notaro.
Did I speak about Tig Notaro for more than 30 seconds? It just angers me
that you even wanted to shut me down. I'm giving you content that you should be talking about yourself, and you're not. You should be.
Well, you made it boring. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
All right, let's get to it. On the Patreon show last week, we spoke about Matty Healy, Taylor Swift's new boyfriend, and specifically, in my opinion, him fumbling the response to a lot of people being upset with him. Mm-hmm. And in the wake of that, after we released our Patreon exclusive show, you sent me this video clip of Matty Healy apologizing, which he did not want to do in this new interview that he was a part of. But then, and I purposely didn't tell you, this is so bizarre. You sent me this clip of him apologizing during a show of his. That clip you sent me is months old.
Yeah.
It just goes back to my point exactly, actually.
I think it contradicts your point, but
hear me out. It goes back to my point exactly. He's fumbling his response to this. He could have quite simply said, when asked about it in the new interview last week with the New Yorker, he's like, I already addressed this and I already apologized. You can Google the clip and find it. That would have been so much better than what he said, in my opinion. Like, I didn't even, and it's interesting that I didn't even know he already apologized.
But don't you think that's the point? Like, it doesn't matter if he did or if he didn't.
It does matter.
He was on stage many, many months ago telling you how the whole thing was a gag and a joke and silly. And he was quite affable on stage in his, I wouldn't call it an apology either.
He was saying, I just don't want this girl
to think I'm a dick. You know, he was almost laughing the whole thing off, which he's still doing now. See, it wasn't a firestorm before, but it's a firestorm because there's clickbaits and Taylor Swift attached to it, because it doesn't matter. That's the point I keep trying to pound into everyone's head, which most people agree.
It doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter to anyone, Perez. To Matty Healy's point, no one's hunched over their computer going, oh God, this whole, what Matty Healy said on a podcast months ago is so hurtful to me. If you are, you're a mental patient. He's right. Because no one is. People have real problems in their life. This isn't one of them.
That's what you think. I disagree. We already touched upon. We already had this conversation.
You got to get the Patreon folks to hear the conversation last week. Because we had a good one about it.
I don't want to rehash it.
I don't want to rehash it either.
There's that. But. All right. In other Taylor Swift related news, I saw this one article that is just the stupidest thing I've seen in weeks, maybe not months, because that would be an exaggeration, but there are some Taylor, and I don't know how many really, but like at least more than one, but there mm-hmm. are some Taylor Swift fans that are going to her shows and wearing diapers because they don't want to miss any part of her concert.
I think that's a gag. And I think it's kind of funny that people posted some pictures doing that. Like, I'm not going to the bathroom. I think that's all that really was. Well, but that's our clickbait media.
The craziest part, though, is that it's not a general admission floor. Like, every single seat at the Eras Tour is a ticketed entry, meaning they all have an assigned place to sit if they want. So if they want to go to the bathroom, they can go to the bathroom.
Well, they're just saying they don't want to miss anything. That's point is.
I mean,
Perez, it's not a story. You're buying into like they actually were going to pee themselves during the show. They weren't. It was just someone being funny. Like, I'm not missing a second of this. We'll wear this. And they got themselves a big story out of it for being silly. And that's all that it was. Two people being silly. I don't think an adult, if you think this through, I don't think an adult could go in one of those.
Hello, people do that every year in Times Square for New Year's Eve.
I've never heard of anybody wearing diapers.
You worked it. You didn't have to do that.
But down there with the people, I never heard one person say, I've got diapers on. And your little pendant area, you've got a porta potty that's like, you know, 100 yards away that you go back. You got a wristband for your area. You go.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
they let people pee. That's some like urban legend or something that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom. You can go to the bathroom. You have a wristband for your area where you are supposed to be, you know, penned in. They put everybody in like certain area, like fucking cattle. And then, you know, there's Porta Johns off of the avenues, whatever, and you have to walk to those, but you can pee in Times Square.
Oh, I did that 2 years. It was a lot of fun.
You did it?
Hosting. I did it, you know, during my It Girl era. I did it for MTV.
I did as well. I did it in 99, Y2K.
Yeah, I did it 2007, 2008.
Nice.
Good times. All right. On to Lisa Vanderpump. This is shocking. Now, this is shocking to me. I'm not easily shocked, but I'm shocked at the amount of people defending this.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump, as we know, is a huge animal lover. Right. Wonderful. She even has this animal rescue place to adopt pets in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, they were holding the World Series of Poker. She went. And I saw this one video of them playing a game at a table, and she had her fucking little dog on the table. And the amount of people saying, oh, that's cute, or her dog is probably cleaner than most humans, it blew my mind. Yeah. First of all, I just think it's unsanitary, okay? The dog is walking on the floor, all right? And there's so much shit on the floor because of all of our shoes. And secondly, the dog goes to pee, even if it is clean recently. He's peeing and pooping, and he's on the fucking table. It's unsanitary, and to me, it's disrespectful to everybody else there. I don't care if it's a celebrity event, is disrespectful to all the other celebrities. And I could not believe all the people that did not view it that way.
Yeah.
How do you view it?
Well, for once, I'm going to have to say I wholeheartedly agree with you. I mean, come on. I saw the picture myself and thought, that's ridiculous.
Well, it wasn't a picture. It was video. So it actually happened.
Oh, I just saw a picture. I didn't see any video.
It happened. I believe it.
No. I believe it. I saw the dog. What I saw was a dog laying out like where your chips would be. That's where the dog was laying on the table.
Yes.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, look, we've went overboard. You know, I'm an animal lover. You know, I'm a dog lover. I have three. I foster dogs. Okay. There is a time and a place for everything. And when you enter any situation where rules don't apply to me, it's obnoxious. And you're 100% right. You could leave your dog at home. It's not
exactly.
It's not like she can't afford to not have her dog watched or something.
Not only you can leave your dog at home, but like, wouldn't your dog be more comfortable and happy at home?
Right. That's a good point. Another good point. All that loud noise and all those people.
Yeah. Or wouldn't your dog be more comfortable and happy at doggy daycare playing with professionals and other dogs or whatever? But I was surprised at the amount of people that saw no problem with it. It's crazy.
Well, you're on the internet every day. The level of stupidity that you see, it hasn't hit you yet? Like, come on. There's always going to be somebody that's like, that's fine. You know, it's like when you go to the grocery store, you see people with dogs and stuff, and it's a service animal. I'm like, no, it's fucking not. There's nothing. Ooh, are you fucking blind? You're not blind.
That's a great point. I almost forgot this. I didn't write it down. This one video that I saw on social media that went viral calling out hot actress, like I would say B+ actress, Sydney Sweeney, because maybe, you know, there's something going on and we don't know. Or the more likely scenario is she's been outed as putting a service dog vest on her dog, even though, you know, she doesn't need a service dog. And like everywhere, like she takes her service dog everywhere. Yeah.
People are out of control. And this is an LA thing. I can't speak for other cities, only just because I live here, but I see it constantly. You know, all you have to do is just file for it. You know, they can't like say that your dog isn't an emotional support dog or whatever. And they send you this and people are like, but look, I have my papers and I could do whatever. It's just a blatant disrespect for other people. That's all that it is. It just says I'm more important than you. And the other one that kills me in Los Angeles, I can't tell you how many fucking times I go to Costco or wherever I go, and you go to the front, you see the handicap placards, not the plates, but the placards. People just have the handicap things and they put them in their window and they park in the fucking front. They're not handicapped. You see them just bounce right out of their car in their yoga outfits walking into Costco.
Weird. Like my mom has.
Your mom probably needs it. If there's an elderly woman, if there's someone over 60, I got no problem with that. I see young people.
My mom really needs it and she doesn't have the plates. She just
has
the
placard. And to my point, your mom needs it. She needs it. She should be able to have that space. Those spaces, she can't get that space. No. She can't get that space because some fucking asshole has decided that they're too important or they've gamed the system. See, I can park here. Half of me doesn't get mad because I'm like, I got a regular spot out in the parking space that person should be in. So whatever. But if I was handicapped or if special needs or I had something where I needed to be in the front, it's obnoxious.
Or if you're just Kendall Jenner, you'll park there even without a placard.
Exactly. It's nauseating. And you see it. I got to think you see it more in this town than anywhere else. It's unbelievable.
Probably. Yeah. People in Vegas don't fuck around like that.
They don't?
Or they won't tolerate that kind of bullshit. I don't think.
Yeah.
They'll call you out.
I would just tow their car. If I saw that here, if I saw Kendall Jenner, I'd let her walk right in. I'd call a tow truck and say, bye-bye. Had that car towed right out of there.
Well, speaking of housewives, from Lisa Vanderpump over to Kim Zolciak, a very scandalous update. It turns out that, you know, we know that she's divorcing her husband, Croy Bierman. We know that there's a lot of financial issues. We know they're still living together. Okay, they're clearly dysfunctional, just fucked up people. And I say that with love and compassion because I understand having financial troubles. I get that.
Right.
But them choosing to live together during this heated time, that's a choice. Because he or she, one of them, could very easily, for a little bit at least, stay with a friend. Okay. Maybe they don't have relatives in Atlanta, but they could ask, hey, can I stay with you for a week, 2 weeks, or whatever?
Isn't that a lot to put on somebody, though?
Better than what ended up happening. And I said that as a little context, because what ended up happening is now we have found out that in the month of May, in the heat of this all, police were called to their house multiple times because they were such children that they got into multiple fights and disagreements over, oh, she's not leaving the bathroom. She's barricading, or he's not letting me get my shit or whatever it is. And, right. And she allegedly even punched him once. So it got physical.
You're asking logical people to act sensibly and make sensible decisions. What? Like, okay, like it's a contradiction. You're right. They should. They should, just for the safety of their family and just for the peace of things. They should say, you know what? The situation's too hot. Let's back it down a little bit. But these aren't people that are logical. They blew millions of fucking dollars. Like, you think you would hold on to that. That's what a logical person would do. These people are fucking maniacs.
I hate asking friends for favors like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not that kind of person. Like, if I had to go to LA to film something, I wouldn't ask you to stay at your house. Mm-hmm. I would get a hotel room if I had to, or whatever reason. It's like, I don't like asking people to stay at their houses. But if it was such an awful, toxic, important
situation. It was dire straits.
Yeah.
And you'd be welcome. I mean, you'd be welcome if you wanted to come.
Well, thank you. But I'm like, I feel like this is that situation for them. And they're making the choice to stay in the same roof. And it's not, and they've got four young children and two older ones. But the four young ones that are still living with them, it's like,
what a situation.
Jesus, messes. All right. And even more housewives news. According to a new report, Teresa Giudice did not learn her lesson. She has a federal tax lien against her for unpaid taxes recently in the years 2020 and 2021. Not a ton of money, about $18,000 or $17,000, a little over $17,000, but still, she went to prison for fraud and other charges. Right. You would think she'd be on top of shit and have learned her lesson.
No, it's astounding to me that people don't understand how money works. Like, if you get a check and somebody cuts your corporation a check, you have to, on top of that check, pay taxes. Okay. And most people don't. They say, I just got a check for 10 grand. I'm going to go spend 10 grand. It's like, no, you could go spend maybe 5 grand of it if you like, because you're going to have to pay taxes on the other 5 grand in California. So people don't get it. It's just, it's mind blowing.
Some of these things you feel like parents should teach their children, but I also feel like it's important for educators to,
you're right,
to assume not every parent is going to do this. So I think it's important for the educational system to mm-hmm. teach young people life skills.
Yeah.
How to fucking balance a checkbook and the importance of savings and shit like that.
They taught us that. I don't know about you. Did you learn that at school? Because I did.
I remember,
I think it was seventh or eighth grade. No, I was in high school because we changed school. So, but it'd been my freshman year. I was in a class where you wrote a check for the first time and, you know, economics. But you know what else schools don't do anymore? It's like home ec's gone away, which is stupid. Learning how to cook for yourself is a gift. And I can't believe we don't teach that anymore.
I agree. They should bring that back. That is important.
Of course, it's important.
I've said on the podcast, I've said it on this show, when my kids are in high school, I'm going to send them to cooking classes because I feel like they need that. I never had that.
That's a great idea. You know what else they don't do now? When I was a kid, I mean, growing up in West Virginia, shop. We would have not only shop, but like some of the kids would leave halfway through the day and they'd take them to another school where they would learn trades like auto body or electricity.
They still do that.
Do they? Okay, good.
They do, but you need to go to a specialized school for that. So not in like your average school.
Trust me, there was no special school. There was the school that you went to and that was it for the radius of 100 miles. And we did that. And, you know, a lot of my friends, they learn trades and skills. And now we're this country of kids that don't know how to do shit, but fucking tweet and Instagram themselves. It's like, there's no money in that. Okay. You're not all going to be fucking influencers. Some of you need to go to work.
Plumbers make a lot of money.
Hell yeah. I mean, if you're a good plumber, you can make a shitload, pun intended, of money.
On the Patreon exclusive show that we released, we talked about this crazy controversy. It's, or laughable might be a better way to describe it, going on at Target and people boycotting Target, and not just boycotting, but people like causing a scene at Targets and throwing over merchandise and getting really aggressive with Target workers.
Take it out of their employees.
Because they're selling Target merch. And then in the wake of
Pride merch.
In the wake of our episode, it was brought to my attention, and this is so interesting. And I'm always fascinated by the etymology of things. Like, why did that bubble up, and this next one didn't. So I gave you the Target story in 20 seconds. Walmart, which is not Target, Walmart also is selling Pride merch, and that doesn't seem to be getting boycotts and drama. So why is it with Target but not with Walmart?
For whatever reason, that story got clickbait that week. Seriously, it's a news cycle. God knows why one thing catches on and one doesn't. Some producer somewhere thought it was sexier than something else.
Yeah. Onto some music related news. Billie Eilish is upset at all of those folks calling her a sellout for dressing more feminine. She's been showing off her body and, you know, good on her. I don't care. I don't even know why I mentioned that. That's not even
I don't either, because it's like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah,
Billie Eilish is like, four fucking trolls say something, and, you know, everyone reports on that. Who gives a shit what some bots that aren't even real say?
Well, she cares.
Trying to get clicks themselves.
She cared. She made a response to it.
She probably makes a response to a lot of things, and not just that.
Also, an update on a story we spoke about on the Patreon show, I believe. I think we talked about, or we talked about it on here as well prior. Britney's children moving to Hawaii.
Yes.
Some of her fans are speculating that that move was for financial reasons, mm-hmm. because it has come to light that we are now the masses learning what goes on in Hawaii, which they have a little bit of a different system there. In Hawaii, if a young person goes to college full time and the parents are divorced, child support can be forced
extended.
To be paid until 23 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And Britney pays a lot in child support. However, they have to be attending college or university full time. And do Britney and Kevin Federline's children want to be attending college full time?
Okay,
will they?
You don't understand. If you're a full time college student, that doesn't mean you go to class every day. I was a full time college student. There were some classes I showed up on the final exam. You don't have to be there. It's not like they're taking attendance. It just means you have to be enrolled. Okay, there's no attendance in college necessary. So are those
really?
Kids, if that's, yes. So if those kids, if it is attending college, that's what it is. I mean, that's the loophole. So she's going to be paying until 23. She's going to be paying until they're 50. Okay. I mean, look at this family.
All right. From Patreon supporter Mari Gonzalez and Maria I. How interesting. Two M names. They both wanted us to talk about this Natalie Portman drama. Thank you Maria and Mari for your support. We appreciate you. If you haven't heard, Natalie Portman, who's married to and has two children with her husband, is embroiled in a Shakira controversy where her man cheated on her. And unlike Shakira, though, she's decided to stay with him. And that's the story. I don't know. It's her.
And that's the story.
It's her decision, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to shame her for staying with a cheating dude. It's sad. I mean, it adds a whole other... It probably happens on a micro level as well. Like if you live in a small town people know everything that's going on in their small town about mm-hmm. everyone. Whenever there's a scandal, everybody knows everything. So, you know, it's a reflection of what goes on in the real world. But what I was trying to say is it adds a layer of embarrassment, you know, humiliation to have to go through this so publicly, like not just to your husband and father of your kids cheating on you, but then for everybody to know. And it's like not one of those like rumors. It's like pretty much confirmed. It's being reported by people and everybody else is reporting it.
Mm.
So, you know, they've been together a while. They've been married since 2012 and they were together before that. And I don't know. I think the older I get, I might stay with a cheating guy. Cause like, who cares? Like, I don't know. Let them have sex. Maybe they have an arrangement or maybe, I don't know.
To your point, I think that every relationship is different and every relationship has many different layers, so many different layers. And I can't sit there and say, you can validate what he did or I have no idea what happened. Like, I have no idea how present she is in the marriage. Like, I have no idea. I'm just saying there's so many different variables that it's impossible to judge. Your end point is 100% right. It's just a little bit, it's more embarrassing because everyone knows who she is. That's all.
And then there's obviously like, there's, you know, okay, are he a hookup or are you like having a relationship with this person? That's a whole other thing. It's from the reports, he was having a relationship with the young 25-year-old.
Ugh.
Men, they're always going to do that. All right. Krista Gaudet, another patron. Krista Gaudet.
Is this another stand-up comedian you went to see and I have no idea who this person is?
No. I want to make sure to show love and name check our Patreon supporters who send in topic suggestions. So Krista Gaudet wants us to talk about what's going on with Bam Margera. I will make it brief because it's just so sad. At this moment, as of today's recording, Bam Margera, Krista, is missing. According to his brother, he's gone missing more than once recently, and then he'll pop up again. Before he went missing, though, he posted on his Instagram making a threat saying that he's going to smoke crack until I'm dead unless he can see his son. He has not even been able to FaceTime his son in over 2 months because the child's mother doesn't feel comfortable given the current state of Bam Margera's well-being. Mm-hmm. And there we go. Here's a good question or a point. If you have a child with an addict, I absolutely understand not feeling comfortable letting the child be around that person who's in a state of addiction. But what about monitoring a Zoom or FaceTime? Is that, how do you feel about that?
It's the same thing with the Natalie Portman thing. Every situation is different. There's a lot of layers here. There's a lot of, hey, we made this agreement before how we're going to do A, B, and C, and you have violated that agreement. So, you know, like a child, I have to take something away from you. There could be that. I just don't know. It's too hard to comment on their own situation or agreement.
Well, hopefully Bam is found soon, and I'm not even going to verbalize it, but hopefully a miracle can happen and he can get
turn
sober.
Things around. Sure.
Yeah. James Vanderbeek. Remember him from Dawson's Creek?
I love him.
Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
He's gone viral for a video that he made sharing his, maybe disgust is too strong of a word, but his critique, there we go, of the Democratic National Committee saying that Joe Biden is not going to have any debates. So if somebody wants to be running for, you know, the presidential Democratic ticket, they're not going to be able to debate Joe Biden.
Right.
And James Vanderbeek thought that that was not cool.
Okay.
And it went viral, so much so that he had to turn off comments because the comments were too popping. and he got a lot of press over it. And I'm like, why did he get a lot of press over that? Because I agree with him.
He's already president. He's like, I'm not going to waste my time with this crap. Either you vote for me, you don't.
But what if there are qualified, like what if Elizabeth Warren wants to run?
Well, she can debate other candidates. You know, I don't know if it has to be your right to debate the current sitting president.
I get that. I get that. That's a difference. It's he doesn't have to participate in it, but I think, and so would, and I'm sure this is what James Vanderbeek would say as well, I think the Democratic National Committee should still put him on because there are going to be candidates. Give them the opportunity to do it.
If you want to go to a debate, you can. If you don't, you don't have to.
That's yes, I'm not saying Joe Biden has to, but I think the DNC should put them on.
If he still wants to say no, he should say no.
No, that's not the point. The point is the DNC not putting on debates, and they should.
But you can hold a debate anywhere. You can hold a debate at CNN. You can have a town hall.
That's not the point.
What's the difference is what I'm saying. Just because the DNC isn't putting one on, I mean, I don't care if they do or don't. I mean, that's the president's decision. I mean, it's probably one of the perks of being a president.
The president is not affiliated with the DNC.
Well, he's a Democrat.
Yes, I get. All right, whatever. It's going over your head. Politics is not your thing. But SZA, the musician, has gotten some plastic surgery. She got a Brazilian butt lift and good on her.
That's some reporting right there.
We're going to have a lot more show on Thursday for our Patreon exclusive show.
You want to take a couple calls first?
Yeah, I will take some calls.
Hi, Perez. Hey, Booker. It's Amanda calling from Canada. I'm shocked that you guys are such prudes listening to you talk about that Conway girl. She's 18. If she wants to pose in a song, who gives a shit?
I am a prude. I own it.
Talking about Leonardo DiCaprio and how cool he is, like, slaying ass. Like, come on, guys. Talk about a double standard. Still love you, though.
No, what's the double standard?
No double standard.
What's the double standard? What, did I say she couldn't? I said she could do whatever she wants.
I would also feel the same way if it was my son. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with gender, you know?
Right.
Hey, Perez, Booker, Claire from Detroit again. Yeah, Raquel is still a villain. Tom's a bigger one, but, you know, unequivocally, she's a fucking villain. And, I mean, yeah, nothing else to say. All right. Bye.
Claire, to the point. I like that. All right. You want to do one more little call?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Diana from Texas, and this is actually something random. But back a couple months ago, Perez had mentioned that he knew what was going on with Britney Spears because someone that's really close to her team confided in him. And he, you know, insinuated that we would all be shocked to know what was happening. Can he address that again and say, like, what exactly he heard and if that was, in fact, really going on?
Sure. I think it's okay to talk about it now because I think other outlets have reported it. I just didn't want to because it's, you know, personal health information. And is it really the public's place to know Britney Spears' private medical situation? So I was told by very reliable sources that she totally stopped taking her medication, all medication. And, you know, if you had been taking medication for a long time and then you stopped taking medication, that could be a precarious situation. And not only did she stop taking her medication, she totally stopped seeing all doctors. Mm. So if you're somebody also who could really benefit, and I think I've said that on a podcast.
Well, it could be a dangerous situation. She's on the medication for a reason. An actual doctor put her on those medications for a reason, not just to keep her chained in her house like the fucking fans think that they were doing. For a reason, she was on this stuff. So, I mean, that's all pretty logical.
So, you know, it makes sense that she has a distrust of doctors. She feels burned by them and she doesn't like them. So she doesn't see them as people who help. And that's what was going on at the time.
All right. I was thinking about the Patreon, everybody, and I get it. I mean, everybody's trying to get in your pocket for this, that, and the other thing. But if you look at all the shows that we put out, just the ones that we guarantee we're going to put out, 2 a week, we're looking at 50 cents a show. I mean, that's a parking meter fee. If you can afford it, do it. We'd love to have you. We're having a lot of fun on Patreon.
You can do it for a month. And if you don't want to continue, then don't continue.
Yeah.
Just try it. You'll still keep getting this once a week free episode. So there's that. But it's a lot more show, a lot more fun on Patreon. Sign up at patreon.com/Perez Hilton. That's patreon.com/Perez Hilton. I even saw Booker himself, which this rarely happens, responding to people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
No, I'm doing that. These people are, they're paying. They're going to get me. They're going to get me commenting and talking to them. And I'll get your phone number and call you if you want. I don't give a shit. I appreciate you joining us. But one little thing I just want to say to the people that are reluctant, like, I don't know how this is going to work, or I got to get an app. It goes right into your feed. All you have to do is copy the link and it will just show up like every other show does. I got on my phone this week and, you know, I get mine on Apple. It just showed up. There it is. It doesn't look any different. There's nothing you have to do. You don't ever have to go to the website if you don't want to. You don't ever have to get an app. It will just download right in your box, just like your regular feed. But the website does have other perks. If you want to vote on things, like Perez just said, We're going to go back and forth and talk to people. If you got a comment on something I've said or Perez has said, we'll talk about it there. So there's a lot of things that are attached to Patreon.
Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. All right. And our number to call in if you have questions, 800-721-1185. And if you are a Patreon supporter, a reminder to say that when you call in. All right. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see some of you on Thursday.
Bye, guys.
See what hit blockbusters are streaming free during Popcorn Summer Movies on Pluto TV. Watch the first four Indiana Jones movies, or Minari and Maid of Honor. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies available on live and on demand. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices for free. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
And action. What's up, everybody? I'm Sarah Gretzky.
And I'm Natalie Buck.
And we've definitely been known to cause a scene.
So whether you've binged a show this weekend,
or you don't even know what a streaming service is,
don't worry, because on Causing a Scene, we've got you covered. From Netflix to Hulu and everything in between.
Grab your popcorn.
Or your martini. And get ready to cause a scene with your new best friends every Thursday.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.